Play. Hello everyone and welcome to Play, your podcast that brings you closer to the European Union. I am Elena Jorga and this episode will talk about how to choose your Erasmus partners carefully, because a partnership is crucial for smooth running of the project. I am a family and couples therapist and I work as a volunteer for Erasmus Play podcast at Gamma Institute of Psychology in Iași, Romania. Let me introduce you to my guests. Raluca Ferchiu is a psychotherapist and the project coordinator for Gamma Institute of Psychology. And Mirela Traczynski, president for the Doxamos Resources Center for Education and Family, and also a collaborator for the Gamma Institute of Psychology. So, since choosing partners for your project is such a crucial thing in the running of the project, let's find out what is important about choosing partners for an Erasmus Plus project. Raluca, what's your opinion on that?
First of all, thank you for the invitation. And as you said, choosing a partner in an Erasmus Plus project is very important because it's the starting point of each project and idea put into reality. A good partnership in an Erasmus Plus project is one of the most important things to consider as an organization when you want to decide to start and propose a project. I would say that there are some criteria that are important depending on different stages of a project. Basically, a project, an Erasmus project, has three main parts. The part of preparation and planning of the project, the implementation of the project, and evaluation, reporting, and follow-up. For the first stage, I would say that it's important to choose a partner according to the expertise regarding the topic of the project. Of course, another important thing is about the partner's vision to what will happen as activities in the project. Here, of course, we have two different situations. One situation in which the perspective from our side is the same as the partner's perspective, and then the project will be easier to manage, and the situation in which the partners have different perspectives. In this situation, the second one, we have an added value regarding the impact of the project, because if we have different expertise and different perspective, the impact of the project will be wider. But for this situation, what is important is to negotiate and have clear communication between partners and clear rules regarding how we choose the common point of view and also the differences. Regarding the second part, the implementation part of the project, what would be important on a partner is this rule of open communication and also collaboration.
Thank you, Raluca. Mirela, what is your vision regarding the partnerships, since you're a leader of an NGO and a project manager for EU-funded projects?
Okay, hello, Elena. Hello, Raluca. And hello, everybody who hope to listen to us. So, in my perspective, obviously we can talk about partnership in every human enterprises. When we are prone to develop collaborative action with individuals, groups, or organization. For me, it's primordial to set a specific intention regarding to that partnership, and that to be linked with project aims, of course, and also with personal and organizational values. I also avoid to make some assumptions about my fears or my worries and to become aware also about them. And these fears and worries can be concerning the potential partners. For example, if I said about I cannot find the right or proper partners, or what if the partner isn't serious, hard worker, willing to offer the best effort, doesn't have the expertise or resources and so on. Or what if the partners aren't available and dependable and they are present just in the application phase, and when we are in the implementation phase, doesn't fulfill tasks and responsibilities. So a partnership, as I said, is like any human relationship. The trust is building and gaining to a process. But first, you have to assume that we will find for sure the most appropriate partners for our objectives and action. So My values and guidelines when I work in collaborative projects can be following. First, the relationship is based on trust and authenticity without hidden agenda and clear issues. The second, everything can be discussed and solved together, or every problem has at least one solution. Of course, it's crucial to offer your resources first and to be open to communicate, and following, you will receive proportionally. This is the simple and general rule about cause and effect. So, this is my perspective, and I hope Raluca will complete with something else, more specific with Erasmus Plus, because Gamma Institute of Psychology, and her especially, has a broader expertise in this area.
Thank you very much, Mirella. That's very interesting that your intention and your trust is also important at the beginning of this search for partners. Raluca, what is specific for the Erasmus Plus projects in terms of partnerships?
Erasmus Plus projects have a specific in terms of flexibility and non-formal learning. That is the main goal and aim of these projects. And as Mirella said, trust and open communication and honesty are three key points on partnership. Besides this part that are available or we can discuss about these values on all the projects. On Erasmus Plus, we have some specific quality standards, some documents and reports to be followed. So we need to understand these procedures in terms of partnership and also to establish the responsibility between the partners in order to fulfill this. That's why, from my point of view, there are some characteristics of the partners to be taken in consideration in all the three parts that I talked about. First, it's important to see how our partners are staying with the status of the organization and to have clear and transparent rules of working, also to be okay in terms of documentation and working procedures. The second thing that I would pay attention is they're willing to integrate the common procedures of Erasmus Plus projects in their daily work and to give and to contribute from their procedures or style of working in the project. So in this way, the project become an integration of the contributions of all partners. Also, I would add to establish a clear communication rules and each partner to have contact persons, responsibilities, to establish a timing for giving an answer to a request. So to establish from the beginning of the partnership some simple rules and negotiated rules with all partners. Of course, that as in each partnership, there is an accommodation period of time in which we know each other and we start to know how the others are reacting to our requests or during the activities. And this part of the way on which a partner is answering our request and is contributing to the project is related also with the team. So another thing that I would pay attention on is that partner organization to have a team of people with expertise working on the topic of the project or a topic related to one of the project, because of course Erasmus Plus projects are a great opportunity of learning not only for the target group but also for us as a team. So also the expertise is very important, and the openness to learn new things and to learn one from another. So teamwork and the capability of a partner is very important also.
Thank you very much, Raluca. That was a very complex answer. We can see that you have a lot of experience working in Erasmus projects. Mirella, how do you specifically proceed when you choose a partner?
So, as you know, everything is a creation process. And first, you have to realize something in your mind or as a collective mind if you work as a collaborative project. And then that idea becomes reality. So in our mind, we have for the beginning the project results and the output from the beginning. My usual procedure with the previous values internalized, the previous from the previous answer, is to look on the specific platform with some more clear requirements in mind and to follow the replies, for example, on mails. When I have to choose from multiple partner proposals, I take into account the reply which is more specific on my project details and not a general copy-paste replies made for anyone to intend to apply to that partnership agreement or a project. So, for me now it's clear that every partner have to contribute to the general overview and results, and their work need to be validated and appreciated, and their effort to be sustained, and of course, finally, together to improve some social issues from our communities with this project. When we are in the situation we developed previous projects, of course, you will choose to strengthen the partnership with a well-known organization, but with time, you will also be oriented to change and to admit new partners with new vision and new energy, and avoiding to enter in a dangerous or unsatisfied routine. This is my general procedure and my general perspective on choosing the partners, more concrete.
Thank you. So first you take into consideration going further with a partnership that you already have, but it's also important for you to bring into your work a new energy, a fresh look of things. And also I found it very important that you look at the replies from the perspective of the vision that you can see in that reply, that you want to see that the future partner sees himself already in that work and has a vision, a detailed vision of what his, her implication might be. Yes, Mirala, is there anything that you would like to add?
No, you resume very well. And when I listen to you, my idea has become more clear than previous. And of course, for me, it's very important the human perspective. When I think, for example, in an email reply, when I consider that I will talk with another person, this is the first way I will choose. This is my personal perspective. But if I consider that they are organizational, a big organization, and they make general replies and they are very willingful to do it, but I'm feeling that I discuss with a machine, with the artificial intelligence, this is not my my first choose, my first option.
Well, as we say in Romania, all things are done with the help of other human beings. You need people, not organizations as entities. The relationship is personal between two persons that make an effort to communicate, to get involved in that job, whichever that is. So what I understand that one of your pieces of advice is that people look at the interpersonal communication more than they should look at the fame of an organization. Thank you very much, Mirela, for this valuable information and vision. This is a question for both of you. Are there any differences related to different types of projects?
I could answer to this question. Yes, there are some differences because in Erasmus Plus program, we have at least two main types of projects. There are short-term projects, Ski Action 1, Erasmus Plus, that can be youth exchanges or mobilities of youth workers, and in which, taking consideration that the project takes from 6 months to maximum 1 year, and the main activity is a training, it is important when we select the partners in Key Action 1 projects to look on their capacity of selecting the target group and the participants for the activity. When I say this, I'm referring to the fact that it's important to see in which way that organization, that partner, has a group of people working, young people or youth workers, specialists, and in which way can prepare them and can, after returning from the activity, integrate their knowledge in the organization's daily work. Because the purpose of this kind of project is to improve the knowledge and the capacity of the organization. So on short term, I would look on their capacity of integrating the knowledge that people gain into different activities. On the other side, on long-term projects, as key action to cooperation partnerships, it is important that the partners to be stable organizations with the willing to make the project activities in a high quality standard during the entire project, at least, and to overcome the project's objectives more in their activity after the project ends. On this kind of projects, I would look on the partners who have a stable team, but also have the potential to develop their team and engage the people in the activities.
Well, Raluca, since you have such a very structured internal dialogue about how to choose partners, how often do you feel that you have chosen the right partners for your organization, for your projects?
Gamma Institute is choosing the partners in different manners according to the aim of the project. First thing that we look at is the quality of the activities that that organization is doing. So we look on what results they have, what kind of activities, what is their flow as organization, and especially on how our project aim is related to their purpose and their vision. Because what we think that is very important in a project on long term, especially, is that that project contributes to the organization's development. So the project becomes an exchange between the topic of the project and what we develop within an organization. So us as organization, we give into the project the knowledge and the expertise, and the project through its results is giving to us again more knowledge, and we evolve more on organizational side. So that's why we are looking on our partners to have this willing to evolve. And every time we, at the end of the projects, we realize that we chose very well our partners, because we saw the growth not only on their organizational side, but on the people also. So after 2-3 years, you can see how people evolve together, and this overcomes a lot the specific objectives of the project that are written in the application form. It is, as Mirela said, first an idea that becomes a reality, and that reality that is co-created is giving to us a lot of knowledge, experience, and also growth.
Thank you. This really sounds very good. And congratulations for all this work that brought you this experience and expertise. Mirela, do you feel that there are differences in choosing partners related to different types of projects?
In my perspective, it's very important my emotional and mental state when I decide to enter in a project, and the partner will come after this. And in effect, if my mind is very clear, the partner will follow my intention in my mind. Of course, I look to a very specific requirements when I need, for example, to have expertise or to have resources or to have a team to work. But first, for me, it's very important this, a clear idea in my mind.
Okay, so it's like in that game, follow the leader. You are very aware of the fact that the clarity from your part has as a consequence good behavior, better involvement from the part of the partners. Okay, so now we found out a lot about how to screen through the applications, but where and how can you find a good partner? How do you reach for them? How do they find out about you?
There are several methods of finding a partner and also to make partnerships. As Mirella said at the beginning, there are partnerships in which you go with the partners that you had an expertise or an experience before. And in other projects, you want to renew the partnership and meet new people and new organizations. Of course, according also to the topic of the project. Maybe you need a new expertise or to have a project in different areas. Usually, there are two main methods. One is through specific platforms, and there is Salto Youth, for example, for finding partners in the field of youth, and also other Facebook groups or networks in which partners are giving their description, and you can look on their expertise. And also, when you have an idea of a project, you can put the description of the project there, and partners can answer and giving the expertise they have, and they can contribute to the project. Another way of finding a partner is through the network from the partnership, from the previous partners, and from recommendations. Of course, that as an organization working in European projects, each organization has like a status, like an image in front of the communities or in the community. Of course, that if, for example, we have an idea of a project, and we know that one of our previous partners or usual partners have expertise in that topic, we work together on the idea, we develop the structure of the project, and after that we are thinking, okay, which other organization do we know in order to contribute to the project? So it's about thinking on the contribution on which an organization can give, especially if there are projects that are on long term, 2-3 years, or the topic is more sensitive or require a specific type of partners. Of course, it's important when we define the partnership to look also on the dynamic between the partners, because this is important. The complementarity of the expertise and the common points they have, but also the complementarity and the common points of the people who are working in the team. This is regarding the method of choosing the partners from the network of partners or through recommendations. Because, as I said, everyone can give a new flow, new ideas, and can contribute to the partnership.
Thank you, Raluca. Now, I would invite you at the end of this podcast to share a final thought, a message that you would like your listeners to get.
Thank you a lot, Elena, for the invitation. And as a final thought, I would say that it's very important to have initiatives in order to create projects. And even if sometimes finding the appropriate partner can be sometimes scary, or you think that is risky, or you don't know very well, in fact, this challenge of knowing new people and start co-creating with them is a challenge that gives a lot of meaning to the projects, and in fact is the starting point. So my recommendation or encouragement stays in the courage to do the first step in transforming an idea to a project, and after that into a reality, and the joy to do this with other people from different parts of the world, of the Europe. And I think Erasmus Plus project gives us this unique context in which we can do in the same time a good work together, create a good and qualitative content, and also know new people and creating relationships. As you know,
Of course, we cannot choose our relatives and family, but for sure, we can choose consciously and responsible our partners. And it's very nice that we have the opportunity to make up our minds when we have not a very useful experience with some previous partners. But, you know, in this life, nothing is eternal. Just change itself. So I hope we see you in the next episode here on Gamma Podcast.
Raluca, Mirela, thank you very much for all that you have shared with us. We found out a lot of useful, interesting, new things here about how to reach for new partners and how to select them so as to go forward with the project. We talked about being aware of the leader, the person that has a vision about a change that they want to make, because of the clarity that that leader has, their expectations, fears, influence how the partners get involved in the project. Also, our guests stressed the importance of finding trustworthy, authentic people that are not afraid of doing the actual work in the implementation stage of the project. They talked about flexibilities, clear goals, and about the fact that it's all a co-creative process. And also, use your network. Start where you are and think about what good people you know interested in wanting to make a change in the world that they live in. So I hope you found this podcast useful. Please keep following Erasmus Plus projects, and we encourage you to follow any vision that you have about enhancing the life quality of your community. Keep your faith and take action, because nothing is too complicated when you have the right partners for the road. Good luck.
Play.